Lesson 2, know your audience. The definition of an audience is exactly what you might imagine. Simply put, it is the group of people to whom you intend to speak. In mass communication, the theory is to segment your audience into groups, young or old, educated or uneducated, rural or urban, and etc. And then tailor your message to their interests. As we mentioned in the previous lesson, this concentrated focus on a subset population is what is referred to as targeting. Only by knowing your audience, their interests, their values, and their hopes and struggles will you be able to create a message that truly resonates with them. It also is important not only to communicate regularly to your audience, but also to listen to them. Understanding their concerns, values, and interests will allow you to speak more effectively to them and make you a more credible spokesperson. There are two types of audiences you will want to consider. The first audience to consider is the representational audience, or those people whom your message will represent. In rights-based advocacy, the representational audience tend to be marginalized groups who are most subject to repression. They do not usually benefit from the status quo, nor do they have a seat at the table of power. There may even be laws or cultural traditions which restrict their civil rights. They are generally more receptive to messages of reform and change than those groups who benefit from the status quo. More than likely, you or someone you know identifies with one or more of these groups. Each one of these groups will have emotionally compelling stories to tell of their oppression, of struggle, of marginalization. Listen to those stories and tell their stories to others. Take a few seconds and think about who your representational audience might be. The second audience to consider in your message is the influencer audience. These are people who will have influence to affect change on your issue or to broadcast your message to a wider audience. The most obvious influencer audience member is a senior government official who has the power to create or change public policy in your country. Another example might be a respected religious figure who can influence government policy. It may be difficult to communicate with government and religious leaders, particularly if they have a poor human rights record. However, most leaders care about their public and international image. Targeting your communications toward foreign leaders, international organizations, and independent media groups who may be able to amplify your message in public or in private discussions with government or religious leaders can encourage those leaders to take action. Take a few seconds and think about who your influencer audience might be. Mapping your audience. To get your message out to a wider audience, it is important to know the size and scope of who you are trying to reach. The representational audience encompasses approximately 5 to 10% of your audience. As mentioned previously, this group already agrees with your message as you are advocating on their behalf. They will also be able to assist in spreading your message. The majority or your wider audience are strangers, 80 to 90%. They have yet to hear your message and may or may not have an opinion on your particular issue. Within this group lie potential influencers who can help shape opinions and disseminate your message. They make up between 10 to 20% of your audience. The remaining 5 to 10% are your opponents. They will always disagree with you no matter what your message or how you try to convince them. By breaking down your audience, you will learn who exactly you need to be targeting. This will also allow you to create a clear and concise message so you can begin moving people from being strangers to members of your representational audience. Personalize the policy. While you might follow news of the government, human rights, and international institutions closely, most people do not. Government tends to create its own language of bureaucratic phrases, statistics, and jargon contained in government journals, press conferences, and policy statements. It is easy to see how the average citizen can quickly get confused and lose interest when government officials speak. Speak to the everyday, average existence of your audience. This may require you to translate obscure government policy into its impact on everyday issues. People will only understand issues as they relate to their average lives. Telling stories of human struggle creates an emotional connection with your audience. Stories also create a mental image in the audience's mind of the problem being discussed, while statistics rarely do. Remember, when targeting your message, it is important to understand the interests of your audience. Representational audiences are groups on behalf of whom your message may speak, such as women, students, or ethnic minorities. Influencer audiences are those who have the power to influence change related to your issue, or who can pressure those in power to make changes. Personalize the policy. Tell human interest stories that paint a memorable picture for your audience.